This is Carol Kosovar looking at education on KALW. And one of the biggest things that's happening in California is we have new standards. And guess what? If we have new standards, we have new ways of seeing whether or not our kids meet those standards. Joining me is Celia Jaffe, who is the Vice President for Education with the California State PTA. And I have to say, she is one of the experts on what are these assessments, what do they mean, what should parents be concerned about, and how are they used. So, Celia, what are these new assessments?
Hi, Carol. Thanks for having me on. The new assessments are called Smarter Balanced Assessments, and they are English and English language arts and mathematics tests for our kids to find out if they are meeting the new standards in those areas.
So smarter balanced, what does that mean, smarter? Are these smarter tests?
It's an aspirational title, right? Smarter Balanced Consortium, it's a group of states that got together and commissioned these tests to be constructed in a certain way and in a new way to have more meaningful feedback about what kids know of the new standards.
And I wasn't being facetious when I said, are they smarter? Because, in fact, these tests are a little bit smarter than the tests we used to take, and how are they different?
They are smarter. They actually adapt to what's going on during the child taking the test. So they're what's called computer adaptive, which means that as a kid takes the test, if they're getting a lot of answers wrong, the test actually adapts and moves to kind of easier versions of the next part of the test to give the child a chance to answer some things correctly to show if they have partial knowledge. And the same way it moves up in difficulty if a student gets a number of questions right in a row. So it's called computer adaptive. It varies the difficulty level of the questions based on the student's responses.
And the other thing that you said is computer adaptive. So this is not a test that I write out on?
That's right. It's the end of the paper and pencil testing. There's nobody filling in little bubbles with a number two pencil anymore. Kids are actually taking them on computer stations. The computers are hooked up through secure servers to an online site that has the tests, and so they're putting all their responses in through the computer, which leads to the ability for the adaptive part and also much faster scoring and some different kinds of questions than you could see on a paper and pencil test.
So you answer questions, and then one of the big, I guess, trends in education is now that you not only have to answer a question, but you sort of have to explain your thinking, explain how you got there, anticipate. And that's also part of this testing, isn't it?
Very much so. That kind of reasoning, where did you come up with your way of approaching this problem, explaining how you why you chose, let's say, to use division in a math problem, what your answer means. These are some of the new parts of this test. So particularly in math, people are finding that to be a big change. You know, in our time, showing your work in math meant writing all the numbers down in your long division problem. Now it means writing paragraphs, explaining your reasoning, the way you approach the problem. So kids really have to be thinking and reflect their thinking on their response.
I have to confess, I actually did go online and took one of the math tests. And because it was called Smarter Balanced, I said, well, I'm not going to see if I'm smarter than a 12th grader. I took a test to see whether I was maybe almost as smart as a fourth grader. And one of the things about this test is it isn't just a test of memorization. It's a test of, oh my gosh, I have a problem and I really have to think about it before I jump to a conclusion.
That's right. That's why the kind of spirit of the new standards is to think about how what we learn in school reflects what we're going to face in real life, in a career, in college. So the assessments themselves are asking those same kinds of questions. If you were in this situation, what information would you need to have, and how would you use that information to solve a problem? So it does make the task of the test more interesting and more more what a student is going to need to be able to approach they take on is what a student's going to need to be able to do in life, career, and college.
Let me just remind you, this is Carol Kosovar, Looking at Education on KALW, and joining me is Celia Jaffe, who is the Vice President of Education with the California State PTA. And I always have to ask this, is this a paid job?
It is not. It's paid with satisfaction and a filling of the heart. No, it's a volunteer job. All the officer positions in PTAs of all levels are volunteer jobs.
And so one of the things that Celia and a lot of members of the California State PTA have been doing is actually going on a field trip. Tell us about that.
That's right. I'm actually on kind of a second round of field trips in the fall. We went around the state talking to groups of parents as they got the first set of test scores about how to look at the score report and what had been on the tests and so on. And now we're doing a second round. We're in the Bay Area for the 3 days this weekend, and in another month we're going to be in Southern California.
And one of the things that a lot of people, a lot of parents are concerned about is, you know, we've heard controversy about testing. And why is it a little different here in California than it might have been in other states?
Well, California chooses its own direction. So it didn't do the same thing as many other states in that when the old test system, the STAR system, which was attached to other standards, to the past ones, when we switched to Common Core standards, California said we are not going to do standardized testings for a couple of years until the school districts have had a chance to really teach to the new standards. So we did not have people up at arms with the idea of their kids taking standardized tests on material that they weren't being taught yet or weren't being taught anymore. So California stood by itself in that way.
So I'm a parent, and my child, I now know, is going to be taking these tests. What things should I be asking my child about? What should I be talking to my teacher about? How do I get involved and engaged in this?
Well, talking with your child about what's going on in their school is always a great idea, and testing is another one of those topics. Do you know the date that your tests are going to be? Have you taken any practice things in class? Do you know what computers you're going to be using to take the test? Beforehand, those are some of the kind of questions you could ask. Afterwards, how it went, what questions they remembered, so on. With the teacher or the principal, you're going to be asking, how do you use test scores? Do they help change how you present material in class? Do you take the results of previous years to adapt your teaching for the following year? Great conversations can come from the test scores.
And one of the things that these test scores are is part of a much larger, and they use this term, and I always sort of stumble because I hear the word accountability, and I say, oh my gosh, what are they talking about? But it's part of a new accountability system, trying to figure out how well are our schools doing. And tests really are part of it, but it's not the whole story.
That's right. The new all kinds of changes going on in California schools are trying to make things better and richer and, you know, deeper understanding for our students. And one of those changes is change to the accountability system. So in the past, with the API, test scores were the only thing that went into those calculations about scores for schools or districts in the API, just test scores.
Let me just step back a little bit, and she's jumped into one of those things, API. A school used to get a number, and you would use that number to decide, is my school doing well or isn't my school doing well?
That's right. So there was a single number, and people were very proud if their school was like 3 points higher than another school. But everybody who really is thoughtful about it knows that one number cannot reflect the strengths and weaknesses and richness of what experience students can have at a particular school. So changes in the accountability system are going to try to reflect more of the aspects of a school than just one test score related number.
So lots of folks will have questions, just like we have questions on a test. We're going to have questions about how can I get more information about this. So where would they go?
Well, I might be biased, but I would say the California State PTA website. We have a wonderful set of resources, and that's capta.org/assessments. We have guides for parents about questions to ask. We have a flyer about the new score reports and what the parts of it mean. We have links to things the California Department of Education has put together that have sample questions and scoring guides. There's really a lot of great information on that website, capta.org.
So I'd really like to thank Celia Jaffe, who is the Vice President for Education with the California State PTA, for joining me, talking about those new tests, those new assessments that kids are going to be taking. And if you want more information, you can go to the California State PTA website. And that's easy to find, because all you have to type in is California State PTA. This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW.